What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the 2016 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Xavien Howard, defensive back from Baylor.
13th pick in the 2019 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Christian Wilkins, defensive tackle, Clemson.
With the 5th pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the Miami Dolphins select Tua Tagovailoa, quarterback, Alabama.
The Miami Dolphins select Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama.
And we're on, and welcome to the first ever episode of 2 on 3YPC. This show is brought to you by nobody. Simon, we don't have a sponsor. We had to we had to sell ad space all over this thing too.
We need to fix that.
Yeah, we do. This show is the first show of many that will lead to its last show the week of the draft, where every single week we will pick out two eligible athletes for the draft at the same position every single week. And it'll be random positions. Of course, we're going to put the finger on the scale in favor of the Miami Dolphins. So, you know, if you want to know about tight ends, if you want to know about right tackles, you're probably going to get your fill on this show. But this is the first of many. Next week, we will start with two athletes. Simon, your thoughts on how this thing is going to go?
This show, I mean, I think it'd be interesting. Just nice to dive into some prospects and have a chat about some guys that, you know, the Dolphins could target if Stephen Ross hadn't blown their first round pick.
Hopefully he doesn't tamper with anybody from now until then.
Yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be nice to at least retain some picks. But yeah, just a nice count around the course of some of the players. And the interesting thing about the draft always is, and even though the Dolphins don't have a first round pick, you never know what's going to happen in terms of the draft. You never know what's going to happen in terms of free agency. You know, kids on 4-year contracts that get drafted in the second round and beyond become free agents, end up signing with the Dolphins, and you kind of know about them from the draft. And that's the great thing about it. These things, you don't just throw them out as soon as the draft's over, because, you know, 3-4 years later, these kids are back on the free agency market, and, you know, they might have turned into stars, and you might be signing them to your own team. So that's the intriguing thing about this.
Yeah, what I find interesting about this particular draft, you know how I feel about top 100 picks. Dolphins got 3 of them, which is kind of above average, really, for the NFL, because usually you get about 2.5 because there's all the supplemental picks that teams get. But they got pick 51 in round 2, pick 77 in round 3, and pick 84 from New England. You know, I'm still dumbfounded. They got that pick for Devontae Parker. Simon. Yeah, I mean, okay, but the rest of the draft, man, they only got a round 6 pick at 164 and a 7th round pick, which, unless you're drafting Brock Purdy, is usually useless.
Yeah.
So Do you think that those three top 100 picks, because I think those are premium picks, I think you could get starters there. You think they're going to lose some of those in to supplement what they have on the back end? Because it's going to be a really lonely last day of the draft for this team.
No, I don't think so. They've got to find three starters for me. They've got to. You know, they don't have a whole swathe of free agent cash. There are holes on this defense. There are holes on the offense, especially on the offensive line, holes at tight end, could do with an extra running back. You know, there are positions of need and they need to be filled, and we cannot have the same misses that we had last year. I mean, you know, Skylar Thompson was the only guy that really played any, you know, notable snaps. And I don't think anybody's even expecting him to make the team, let alone be playing in the playoffs. Channing Tindall was pretty much absent. Azukanama was pretty much absent, you know, so they need to hit on those day two picks, because you can't have more passengers that don't contribute. So it'll be interesting to see how Chris Greer responds, reacts, and rebuilds his team, because the draft has got to be a place where you replenish your talent, and we've got to find gems out there, and there are gems out there. It's not a great draft, but we need to find them.
Yeah, and you know, before the draft comes free agency, so they'll have two whacks at this to try to fill the obvious holes, which in my opinion are right tackle and that tight end room. I think that right tackle and that tight end room are the immediate needs. I think the secondary can wait a little while if Nick Needham is actually coming back. And if we believe Barry Jackson, and there's no reason not to believe him, the team has already assured Nick Needham that they want him back and that they will re-sign him. So that should be a boost to the secondary. Kedeko was a revelation. So they should be okay for now at that spot. What do you think that they'll attack in free agency and in the draft? Because I don't know if they can do both.
I mean, to me, the positions of need are backup quarterback, and I'd be looking hard at someone like Taylor Heinicke. They need to add a running back. And, you know, McDaniel has been around teams that have had consistent success with late round or free agent running backs. They need at least one and probably two tight ends. They need at least one right tackle and probably a guard. They need at least two linebackers. They potentially need one safety, and I think they need at least two cornerbacks. And that, whilst it's good that Needham's coming back, obviously he's coming back from a very serious injury, the most serious injury that you could have, I think, for a cornerback, which is the Achilles. I wouldn't necessarily, I mean, to me, the secondary is the most important thing. You've got a 29-year-old and declining Xavier Howard. And then you're looking at, you know, what's left, really, the remnants of what's left. No Byron Jones, you know, Kade Kohu obviously had a good year, but, you know, he's probably going to move for the slot. Where does Needham play? Because Needham's best position for me is in the slot as well. So I think that they've got to target. You know, I would like to come out of free agency with one cornerback who can start, and I'd like to come out of the draft with one cornerback who you could potentially put into a starting position, because there's going to be guys that aren't here next year, whether that's Keon Crossan, whether that's Justin Bethel. Obviously, Noah Igbinoghene, I suspect, is not here. I wouldn't be surprised if they kept one of Crossan and or Bethel for special teams value as much as anything. And they certainly didn't let the side down when they played, generally. But to me, cornerback's the most important position.
All right. If you had to pick, and you don't have to pick now, so there's still time on this. Would you address right tackle, which seems to be the biggest hole on the team, because that's still unsettled? I don't know how many guys played there this year. I know Austin Jackson played there, Brandon Shell played there, Greg Little played there. Am I missing anybody else that played there? Robert Hunt played there. That's four. That's four too many, in my opinion. Pick 51. If you had to bet, are they going in free agency or they're going in the draft to fill that hole? Because I think that's the most immediate hole on the team. That's the most immediate need.
Yeah, I mean, there's players in free agency.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Tommy Clinchy, obviously, who McDaniel knows. There's Caleb McGarry of Atlanta, who's developed into a really good outside zone, especially in run blocking. His pass protection is not as good, but his run blocking is outstanding. And I think, in terms of the draft, there's a number of guys. You're looking at Daywon Jones of Ohio State, Matt Bergeron of Syracuse. You know, these are generally left tackles. But, you know, there are guys that can play, left or right side, and then there's the pure right sided guy that's Darnell Wright of Tennessee, you know, an absolute brick wall who 2000 snaps plus nearly 3000 snaps, actually, at right tackle. He was phenomenal this season. You watch him against Alabama. He absolutely stonewalled Will Anderson. The entire game, strong. He's 335 pounds. Great in pass protection. Only allowed three pressures all season long. He is, he handled Will Anderson's speed. He handles Will Anderson's speed to power. He handled spin moves, cut back inside. He is an excellent prospect, and he's a sort of plug and play, you know, starter on day one. I think that if you get him, if he falls to that position where the Dolphins have, he could be a very interesting name to plug in as a starter there at right tackle.
Where do you think this draft is strongest as far as a position of need for the Dolphins? Because there's no way they're drafting BPA at 51. You agree with that, right?
Oh no, I mean I don't think you can really. I mean it just depends. It depends what happens. You know, it depends. You never know who's going to fall, right? I mean, you just can't tell who's going to fall. So, you know.
But if they're taking an edge player at 51, everybody's going to sit around staring at each other like, another one?
I think that's unlikely. But, you know, you could look at there could be a linebacker is important, right? But, you could see, I mean, Trenton Simpson of Clemson is probably a first-round pick, but, you know, he struggled, didn't have an amazing year. Henry Toa of Alabama, you know, great instincts, downhill player. Drew Sanders of Arkansas. For me, the strength of the draft is a cornerback. I think you look at, you know, this corner group, which is led for me by Devin Witherspoon of Illinois, but you look at Joey Porter Jr. and Cam Smith and Christian Gonzalez and Emmanuel Forbes and Keely Ringo and Clark Phillips and Eli Ricks and the Thorpe winner, who's probably a nickel in Travis Hodges Tomlinson. And then you've got Deontay Banks of Maryland, the kid at Stanford, Blue Kelly, Mekhi Garner at LSU, the kid at Miami, Tyreek Stevenson. You go down to, you know, Jalen Jones of Texas A&M. You've got Garrett Williams of Syracuse, Noah Daniels of TCU. So to me, you're going to get mid to late or late first round talent in the late second round this year because the cornerback group is so strong. And that's good for Miami.
Now, the makeup of the roster, and I think we could end it here. The way the roster is made up so far, you could argue that they're ready to win now, and they're not going to trust a rookie in certain spots. But they're going to have to find one to play a lot of snaps. Where would you say is the position that you wouldn't want to trust a rookie this coming season, a season that is going to have a lot of expectations and maybe some jobs are on the line, maybe even the quarterback? Do you think it's at tackle or cornerback?
I think it's corner. You know, in talking to NFL coaches, as I have done over the years, they will always tell you that corner is one of the most difficult positions to learn. Now, obviously, it depends what the Dolphins do in terms of their defensive coordinator. It feels very much as though that sort of Vic Fangio style of defense. So mixing zone and man, you know, too high safety. So a bit more help for corners on that. They're not stuck on an island like our guys have been for the last few years. So that helps. But you're looking at athletic profiles. You're looking at guys that can mix zone and can mix man. But, you know, I think corner is an incredibly difficult position to man. I also think that right tackle is very difficult, especially with a left-handed quarterback, because essentially, you know, doesn't quite equate. But, you know, you speak to guys like Paul Alexander and Jake Manyweather in terms of it doesn't quite equate in terms of the left to right tackle thing. But, you know, right tackle is an important position, especially when we throw the ball as much. So for me, the easiest, obviously, is running back. And, you know, you're looking plug and play guys up and down the draft board. And whilst we talk about Bijan Robinson and Jamal Gibbs and Zach Charbonnet and Zach Evans and Sean Tucker and Kenny McIntosh and Kendre Miller and Devon Achane, you know, as being the top guys, you know, you can look in the sixth, seventh undrafted free agent guys, you know, there will be players there that the Dolphins will be looking at. You know, we saw them at the Hula Bowl a couple of weeks ago with a kid from Youngstown State, the running back from Youngstown State with a 4.3 speed, a state champion 200-meter runner, the state champion 4x100, 4x200-meter runner, who the Dolphins were all over at the Hula Bowl and have shown some, you know, significant interest in. And that's the kind of guy that, you know, Mike McDaniel and the players and the coaches that he's been around have made their stock drafting or signing after the draft is over. And it wouldn't be a shock to see that happen again, you know. So I think I'm talking about Jaleel McLaughlin, the Youngstown State kid. But it wouldn't be a surprise to see them pluck a guy from the late rounds and from undrafted free agency, like Elijah Mitchell, which was the last guy they did with the 49ers and McDaniels last year. And he went, a guy you loved, went for 1,000 yards. So, you know, I don't necessarily think that the big name running backs are going to be the guys that end up, unless, you know, for some amazing reason, Robinson falls to 52 or whatever we pick. I just don't see that necessarily being the thing.
Yeah. On the way out in a week, it's NFL honors. And I know we're looking forward to this year's draft, but we could briefly look at last year's draft. You got to pick for offensive and defensive rookie of the year.
I think defensive rookie of the year will be Sauce Gardner. I think offensive rookie of the year, it's difficult, isn't it? It could be, you know, it could be Chris Olave. It could be Garrett Wilson. It could be Tyler Algier.
My pick's Kenneth Walker. Like he was.
Yeah, it could be Kenneth Walker. I mean, to be honest, it could be either of the tackles. They'll never give it to the tackles, but Walker's tackles.
Charles. I got a pick. Why not Brock Purdy?
Well, I was just about to come to him, but I think Brock Purdy will be the guy. I think Brock Purdy will win. You know, he's unbeaten. He's now in the NFC Championship game. I think he's unbeaten in essentially 8 starts, I mean 7 starts and 56 minutes against Miami. Mm-hmm. He doesn't turn the ball over, 3 turnovers in 8 games, and he wins games. He's got moxie. He knows how to get it done. And in big moments, game after game after game after game after game, he's delivered third downs. He moves the chains. He's, you know, he sees.
And if he played 2 more games, he would overtake Tua Tagovailoa for the passer rating leader in the NFL, which is saying a lot.
There you go. Yeah. So I think Brock Purdy and Sauce Gardner will be the winners.
All right. You got your 2 prospects for next week, or is that a surprise for next week?
That's a surprise. I'm going to keep that under the lid.
All right. That's going to have to do it for the first episode of 2 on 3 YPC. We will talk to you next week.
Dolphins select Jaylen Waddle, wide receiver, Alabama.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.